Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland, here in sunny apart hotel, happy apart hotel, sorry, in Sunny Beach, Bulgaria. So let's see what it's like. It's a little self-catering thing. These are the beds. They don't even clean it every day, but you know, it's spacious at least. Little balcony overlooking the pool there. It's not sunny today in Sunny Beach, but quite a high ceiling sense of space. Well, we'll say that the air conditioning is not excellent. I won't show you the drawing room, kitchen, somebody's in there. And this is the bathroom, okay. So, here we go. See what it's like. So I don't know how many stars it's got, but what can I say? It's clean, staff are courteous and helpful. It's by the main road, which is used for a 10-minute walk from the beach. You can pay to use the washing machines. So they're meant to be all apartments, but only 20% of them sold. Therefore, they use them for other things. Therefore, they just rent them out in the summer. Okay, so there's reception. People are getting up rather late. And there's a dining room, which they've never managed to use, actually. And then on towards the gym, which is where it's really fascinating. It's a six-story building, so there are the lifts. Okay, here we go. Tourists from various different countries. The Netherlands, Israel. Public amount of the UK. Now this is where it gets quite interesting. See the changing room. Like, I'd be sure nobody's in here. Look at this. They built this place about 7 years ago. Or did they build it? Look at that. It's still not completed. Look at the tiles on the floor. They laughed after half done. The showers do work actually. But look at the bare walls. But it's a bit of an accident waiting to happen. All these things really for you to trip over. I'm assuming that the ladies is the same. So that is not fantastic, I think you might concur. Okay, so let's at least there's the gym. Let's have a look at the gym. Okay, so fitness, it says. All right, might wanna go down, lie down on that bench thing, but you'd have to find out very, very low indeed. So some loose weights. Now, this thing does actually work somewhat. At least it's got instructions in German, as well as English, Dutch, and French. The air conditioning thing does work. Okay, so we're out looking towards the outdoor pool. So it's not very deep, about 1.5 meters deep, which is good in a way, because you couldn't drown in it, really. It would be very difficult to drown. There is no lifeguard. Now, these things, yes, you can move the exercise bike, but it's not plugged in, it's got no cord. And likewise, this thing is cross-trained. I mean, you can move it, but it's got no cord. It cannot be plugged in, so you can't see how you're doing. You can't adjust the speed. Well, this thing's plugged in. And now that one does actually work. Yeah. This one does not have a cord. So that is the gym. So not outstanding. I think you will concur with me on that one. Okay, but let's at least try the swimming pool. Okay, everybody. So watch me whilst I take a running jump into the swimming pool. Ooh, shit. They've forgotten to put any water in. Well, that's a slight oversight, do you think? Anyway, it would be fabulous if it's an indoor pool. On the other hand, why would you bother with an indoor pool when you've got an outdoor pool? Little jacuzzi section here. Okay. So it's potentially a rather good hotel. And I like the way it's on the edge of town. It gives you a bit of a walk to the beach. And right in the centre, it's too bloody noisy. Look at the ceiling. The mould and it's all out there. So, but they just not made enough of it, really. I suppose they'd opened it, and then 3 years later, you'd think it'd be spanking new when they opened it, everything in working order. Came along coronavirus, they made almost no money for 2 years. And then there's this little sauna thing, which doesn't work. So, anyway, you get what you pay for, I suppose. Because if you're right on the strip, you know, the Corniche down by the sea, there are these nightclubs be pumping up sound till 5 a.m. and wouldn't be able to sleep. So probably better to be a little bit out of town. But let's go outside. So I like it in some ways. I mean, the kitchen is fine. I did ask for bowls, but they never gave me any bowls. There's hot water at least. So here we are. People are getting up late because actually it's unseasonably chilly. And you can hear the loud winds raving, and you'll see the leaves in sprightly dance as Boreas is blowing. So, and then you'll see it's decidedly overcast. Behold yon scowling sky. But I'm hoping that the wind will blow them away ere long. Okay, a little field beyond where you can play footer. And then, but the other place, the football court is locked. There's tennis court across the road, which doesn't actually belong to this hotel. So you've got some sort of idea what this place is like. But I don't think any of the hotels have lifeguards. So they're a bit lax of their elfin safety. And what is this thing? Oh, this is to sort out the swimming pool. There is some man comes around to sort things out about the pool every day. So plenty of sun loungers at least. So they built a restaurant, but it never got going. They just use it as a storage unit, really. And then here, sort of baby's paddling pool. There are very few children here, actually, because it's very shallow, and that fence, so they can't get into the deeper bit where they would drown. But it is at least quite close to shops. And the shops open 24 hours. I always think, what's the point? Is it really worth it? Do you sell that many items at 3 o'clock in the morning? So you see a fairly handsome hotel. I like the color scheme. A dull orange, but a lot of things are dun and beige around here, like the landscape. Surprisingly arid land. Now there is some irrigated land, which is verdant, and so are the mountains, but some of the plains are embrowned and rather desiccated. So the main road is that way. It's about a 3-hour drive up the coast to Romania. I'm surprised it's so far. Many moons ago, I did once take the bus from Burgas to all the way to the Romanian border. There's only one bridge across the Danube between Romania and Bulgaria, and that wasn't constructed until the 1950s, from Rusa to Giurgiu. Rusa is the Bulgarian side, Giurgiu is the Romanian side. Of course, Romania is very, actually, the Romanian capital, Bucharest, is actually very close to the Bulgarian border. So that's it. There are many more hotels. Like, look at this one here. So you can see it's a similar colour scheme. Now the other difficult thing about Sunny Beach, Bulgaria, is the streets don't have names. I think you too, Bono, conceived of this one, where the streets have no name. But I think you should have streets with names in the name of love. Did I get that right? Okay. I was checking out the license plate, Ukrainian cars, Bulgarian cars. There's a German car, which is not necessarily to say the person is German. He might be a Bulgarian who's working there. So German and Russian are your languages to go to if people don't speak English. Because I bet my bottom dollar that my non-Bulgarian viewers are not conversant in the Bulgarian language. Right. So that's it. Coming up to Harmony Suites. Some quite upmarket. Holiday flats over there. So that's why it's not very easy to navigate your way around with the streets not having any street signs or names. Sunny Beauty Palace behind me, mostly Israeli tourists in there. So you get an idea of what Sunny Beach is like. You know, what it's like off the main drag, because there are restaurants, bars, nightclubs, various stalls, fashion boutiques or whatever towards the centre, various rides, all sorts of entertainments. To separate the tourists from their hard-earned lucre. All right, so I think you've had enough. So thank you so much for watching my introduction to Sunny Beach and to Happy Apart Hotel. Yeah, somewhat like it, but it does have some significant flaws. And I do wish that Love Holidays had pointed this out in the brochure. We've got some way to go. You see, another similar hotel. They're virtually all hotels here, but the place is more or less abandoned when it comes to winter. I see plenty of Bulgarian flags around here. So the Ukrainian ones, I don't think it's in Russian ones. There would have been Russian ones up till a year and a half ago. And European Union ones. They're an EU member, in case you didn't know. Okay, so that's it. Goodbye, everybody. Please subscribe on Patreon and donate on PayPal, because I really need donations to sustain the channel. So I am a supplicant. I'm coming cap in hand, pleading for pennies. So I'll just do a bit of a panorama at this crossroads, so you see what it's like. Are you getting the vibe? So who's coming here next time? People have recommended Nessebar or Golden Sands, which is a bit further north. as in the direction of Romania, and you see what it's like, okay? Much of a muchness. Right, toodle pip